Dear students, today we are going to learn the lesson number 5 entitled The 100 Dresses Part 1, which is written by Eleanor Easter. As far as Eleanor Easter is concerned, she was born on May 9, 1906 in West Haven, Connecticut, near New York. She was an American children's author. Originally a librarian, Easter's writing career began following a case of tuberculosis. During this period, Easter began writing some of her childhood memories, which later turned into full-length children's books. Easter received the Certificate of Award of Outstanding Contribution to Children's Literature and was nominated for the Laura Ingalls Wilder Award. By the time of her death, at the age of 82, Easter had written 19 children's books. As far as the theme of this chapter is concerned, the message of acceptance and of not teasing someone for being different is a theme which has been introduced in this chapter. This chapter also addresses the importance of respect for others by presenting the lessons learned by the different characters in this story. First, by the characters' lack of respect for others, then later they begin to demonstrate respect for others when they realize that although Wanda is a poor Polish girl, she is really no different from them. The issues of racism and classism have been confronted in this chapter through Wanda's negative experiences in the school in which she read. And because we learn that Wanda's whole family moves to the big city to avoid being ostracized, we can understand that the issues are much larger than just the bullies at school. Dear students, now we are going to discuss the summary of this story. The story, The 100 Dresses, is about a Polish girl whose name was Wanda Petronsky. Her family had immigrated to America. She studied in a school with other American students. She belonged to a very poor family. Daily, she came to school in a faded blue dress. It was clean, but not properly ironed. She used to sit in the corner of room number 13 in the last row. This was a corner where the rough boys who did not get good marks sat. Wanda did not sit there because she was rough and noisy. On the contrary, she was a very quiet girl. But she sat there because she came on foot from a place named Boggins Heights and brought a lot of dirt with her shoes. Wanda was introvert and did not speak much in the class. No one had ever heard her laugh. Nobody really thought much about her. Students thought of Wanda only outside the school hours. They waited for her while she was going to or coming from the home. They waited for her in order to have fun with her. Two girls of her class, named Peggy and Maddie, often talked to her and made fun of her whenever they got chance. Peggy was the most popular girl in the school. She was pretty and had curly hair. She belonged to a rich family. She had many pretty and beautiful clothes. Mary was her closest friend. In fact, Peggy and Mary were not at all bad girls, but they used to have some fun with Wanda Petronsky. The students in Wanda's class found her name quite funny. Wanda was always alone in her class. Wanda did not have any friends, but a lot of girls talked to her. Especially, Peggy made fun of Wanda and asked her as to how many dresses she had in her closet. Wanda replied that she had 100 dresses. These dresses were of different colors and designs. Then Peggy would ask her whether the dresses were of silk or velvet. Wanda would reply that she had dresses of velvet as well as silk. The girls would ask her how many pairs of shoes she had. At this, Wanda would tell them that she had 60 pairs of shoes. The girls would suppress their laugh when talking to her. But as soon as Wanda's back was turned, they would burst into peals of laughter. Peggy was rich, but she was not an arrogant girl. She was not cruel as well. On the other hand, she saved younger girls from bullies. But she and other girls could not understand why Wanda told a lie about her dresses and shoes. But the other girls only made fun of Wanda. They never made her cry. Maddie herself was a poor girl. She used to wear clothes given by others. So she was sympathetic towards Wanda. She and Peggy were fast friends. That is why she never said anything when Peggy made fun of Wanda. But she herself never laughed at Wanda. She did not like Peggy asking Wanda about the dresses all the time. Whenever Peggy made fun of Wanda, Mary felt very bad. She wished that Peggy would stop teaching Wanda Petronsky. On Monday, Wanda did not come to school, but nobody missed her. She did not come on Tuesday also. But when Wanda missed the school on Wednesday also, Peggy and Maggie noted her absence. They wondered why she had not come to school. Maddie remembered Wanda talking about her dresses, which was pale blue with colored trimmings. Then Maddie thought about the drawing and color contest in the school. The girls were to design dresses and the boys were to design motorboats. Maddie thought that Peggy would win the contest as she was very good at making designs. Next day, it was drizzling. Peggy and Maddie hurried to school as Miss Mason, their teacher, would announce the results in the drawing contest. They did not wait for Wanda. When the girls reached their school, they were very surprised. There were hundreds of designs of dresses displayed in the room. Then Miss Mason announced the names of the winners. There was a boy whose name was Jack Bagels, who had won for the boys. Miss Mason also said that all the 100 designs of dresses had been made by one girl, and she had won the medal, and her name was Wanda Petronsky. But Wanda was absent. The children clapped their hands in joy. Mary asked Peggy to look at the blue dress about which Wanda had told them earlier. They appreciated the drawings made by Wanda. Dear students, some word meanings from this chapter have been given here for your convenience. I would like all of you to go through it so that you would be in a better position to understand the chapter in a nice manner. Also, some sentences from the words have been given here. I would like all of you to go through the sentences also and reread the chapter so that you would be in a better position to understand the chapter. Also, some questions have been given here. I would like all of you to go through the questions, read the chapter, and write the answers to these questions.